Frank's Baby, a story from the July 2018 edition of Adventist World, shared by the author, Dick Dirksen. Once upon a time, 1984, in a land far, far away, the United States, a group of church leaders decided to create the first ever all-world international camporee for pathfinders. They made the decision not knowing that God was already far ahead of them in the preparation. The chosen location was an empty valley in the state of Colorado. Empty, because the United States Army had abandoned the old 10th Mountain Division camp and torn down everything they had built in the valley. Camp Hale, a training ground for World War II warriors, was gone. But there was enough room for 6,000 pathfinders to pitch tents, work on honors, and hold a giant international worship together. I had been asked to coordinate the logistics. Take the old Camp Hale site, the committee told me. Turn it into a town for 6,000 pathfinders and their leaders. Make sure there's water, toilets, food, ice, a stage, sound equipment, a teepee welcome center, and telephones. Operate the camp for 8 days. And then tear it down so no one can tell we were ever there. Got it? Yes, sir, I saluted. I lived in California, but knew Colorado well, so was excited about the challenges. In a few weeks, I had a team of Pathfinder leaders who knew more about water, tents, and camping than I did, and we started planning. The expected numbers grew from 6,000 to 8,000, and then to 14,000 Pathfinders. Our planning team ordered more portable toilets, found someone to coordinate a daily ice delivery, organized river rafting trips, designed a giant stage, and who knows what more. And then the Pathfinder director for the North American division called. Dick, he began, I just received a thick letter from the Department of Child Services in Colorado. These people say we must register as a child care center before we can have the camporee. I'm sending you the packet. Fix this. Right now seemed a very good time to pray. I gathered my family and the planning team, and we prayed for God to do a miracle with the Department of Social Services in Colorado. Then FedEx delivered the packet. We understand, the letter read, that you are planning to hold an event for children at the old Camp Hale Army Base on the Eagle River. Accordingly, you must register as a child care center. Please review the enclosed 250-page manual and complete the appropriate application. Signed, Mr. Frank. There was no way we could meet the department's long list of requirements for a full child care license. They even required a toilet for every 7 children. That'd be about 2,000 portable toilets. Oh, we needed a miracle. So I called Colorado, made an appointment with Mr. Frank, flew from California to Colorado, picked up my rental car, and drove to Mr. Frank's office in downtown Denver. I prayed all the way. God, there is no way we can have the camporee without your intervention. Please take over my words and my spirit today. May I represent you clearly, and please show your power. The elevator clanked and groaned as it carried me to the 4th floor. Ugly gray elevator. Uglier gray concrete hallway. Dark. Cold. I was depressed and fearful. So I knocked and I prayed. The door buzzed, and I walked through to the reception desk. I'm here to see Mr. Frank. My name is Dick Dirksen. I'm with the Pathfinder Camporee at Camp Hale. The receptionist gave me a long, hard look, making me feel distinctively unwelcome. Frank! She shouted. He's here! My heart dropped as a giant bear-like man with a huge black beard stood from his cubicle and unhappily waved for me to come to his desk. This wasn't going to go well. Lord. The rules are the rules, Mr. Frank pronounced after I'd explained about pathfinders and camperies and shown him the site plan we had carefully prepared. We can't bend the rules, no matter how many kids you have or what they're there for. My heart was crushed. God, where are you? Mr. Frank stood to say farewell. By the way, what did you say your name was? Dirksen? Yes, I said. Dick Dirksen. Do you have any relatives in Denver? I did. One uncle. A medical doctor who has delivered thousands and thousands of babies in California, British Guiana, and Colorado. Some people love my Uncle Eddie. Others not so much. Yes, I whispered. One. An uncle. Eddie. Is Dr. Edward Dirksen your uncle? Mr. Frank. Cowboy boots, worn jeans, western shirt, giant black beard, huge 10-gallon hat in his hands, stands inches from my face. Yes, sir, I smiled as Mr. Frank's giant hands clasped mine. Sit down, Mr. Frank said. About a year ago, my wife and I were having a baby, a boy, we hoped, and Dr. Edward Dirksen was our physician. The baby arrived early, and it was very hard delivery for my wife and our son. We weren't sure if either the baby or my wife would live. Mr. Frank, the giant bear of a man who had frightened me so terribly, now sat squeezing my hands as bear-sized tears poured from his eyes. Dr. Edward Dirksen had a special cot set up in my wife's hospital room. He slept there for 3 nights, just to be sure my wife and son were okay. I think he's a Seventh-day Adventist like you, right? Right, I said. And a pathfinder. Mr. Frank laughed and told me to come with him. We walked through the office. Mr. Frank boisterously introducing me as Dr. Dirksen's nephew at every desk and cubicle. Then he threw open the door to the big boss's office. Mrs. Elizabeth, this is Dick Dirksen from the Pathfinder Camperee at Camp Hale. He's my Dr. Dirksen's nephew. They've got a great plan for this camperee here. I think we ought to approve it just as it is. I called Dr. Eddie that evening and told him the story. He cried. And then he said, Dick, I've probably slept on a cot in 30 different hospital rooms last year. How about that? Maybe God can still use an old doctor like me. Then Eddie and I cried and prayed together. A permit from the Colorado Department of Social Services hangs on the wall beside my desk. It reads, granted, a license to operate a resident camp for 18,000 children, 9 years to 16 years, between July 19, 1985 and July 19, 1987, at Camp Hale, Colorado. 20,000 pathfinders came. And when Frank and Elizabeth came by to take a look at our masterpiece, all they could talk about was Dr. Dirksen's God.